We are learning Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Hey Amud Beis, and we are starting from the two dots, like six lines from the bottom. It says in the Mishnah, Lo Yarei Hashar Kerei HaMaveh, and we're very smart, we know what it means already, but the Gemara now is just going to say, my Kama, what exactly does it mean? Lo Yarei Hashar Kerei HaMaveh, what's in the gate that Shar is not like Maveh? Why don't you say one of them, for example, say Shar and learn Amava from there? And they would just, no, they're not the same, and you can't learn out one from the other one. And we learned before that depends according to Shmuel, according to Rav, what it means. According to Shmuel, it means that Karen's Kavas Lahazik, that's why it's Chai, but Shane not. And instead of Shane, Mava, you would say Shane is an Ola Zeker, but you can't learn a Karen from there. And according to Rav, it's different drasha. It's between Adam and Shar. Because Shar has the Maila of Kaifer, and Adam has the Maila of paying the Arba Advarim. So that's what the Lo Yarei means. Now just Gemara's point here. What is Lo Yarei Shar Kerei Maveh? None of us said it clearly. What it means, is, if we said one, you would learn the other one out from that one. So if we said Shar, we're not learning Maveh from Shar. And if we said Maveh, we're not learning Shar from Maveh. The Lo Yzev is Ezra Shiruchayim. Mike Omar, what does that mean? Omar Shar Shmitarova, Hochik Omar. This is what it means. Lift the Rachmana Tarti, let it say two, which means Shar and Maveh. Learn out Eish from there. Why? Because both those things are Ruach Chaim. Therefore, you're not going to learn out Eish from Shar and Mava because they both have a Maila that they're Ruach Chaim, and therefore, you should have watched them. They have a mind of its own, and therefore, they're more of Shash Divin Mazik. Now, what would be the Havamina? They should write Shar and Mava and learn out Eish from there. So Rashi explains, because you'll have a Tzashav like this. When you ask Malik Karen Shin Kavaras Lahazik, you say Shein Tichiach. Malik Shin Shishon Alazik, you Karen Yichiach. That's what Rashi says. Rashi is a little shver because there's no tzad that Shar means Karen. Either means it means regal according to Shmuel. It's a shver Rashi. And Rashi says, "Be Rav." It work like this. Mav is Adam, so you say like this. If you say Shar, Ma Shar Shin Kavaras Lahazik. Okay, that makes a little bit more sense because Shar is Karen Shem Regal, but it's not true, not all Shar. And then if Taima Beish and be Adam Yichiach, Adam's not Kavaras Lahazik, but it has. But Chayav Arba Dvarim, Shor Yechiach, Akaponim, and why didn't Rashi just say the reason of Kaifer? Like the Gemara says, that's a Shor Rashi a little bit, but Akaponim, there'll be a happy learn from outside. Gemara says, no, Lo Yzev 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 Yzev, both Shane and Shor and Maveh, which is even Adam, both have Ruach Chaim, therefore you now learn Eish from there, because those are a mile of Ruach Chaim. Omer Rava, V'kulu, Kishodes Bar Menayu, Ase Kulu Bar Memahatzad. Levar Mikar. Like this. The Rava says that Be'etzem, the Torah did not have to write every single one of the Mazikim. And the Mazikim that we're handling over here is Karen, Shane, Regel, Eish, and Bar, and Adam. All those of Mazikim, the Torah did not have to write all of them. All the Torah had to write was Bar and one of the other ones, and you learn out everything from there besides the Karen. So let's analyze it. For example, if it said Bar and Karen, you can learn out everything from there. You learn out Shane from there, because you'll say, Mal Bar, Shechein Tichlosa, Yasiyos Lenezek. So you say, no, Karen Yichyach. Karen Kamas Lahazek, Bar Tichyach. Veloy Ro Azek Ro Yizeh, and Hatzah Shosh Ben Mechayiv. You can learn out Shane, you can learn out Regel, you can learn out Eish, Bar, you can learn Eish and Adam, all from there, from Bar and Karen. And Rashi goes through all different examples. The same thing if it says Bar and Shane. So first one was Bar and Karen, you can learn everything out from there. If it said Bar and Shane, you can learn everything from there, besides the Karen. Why? Because Bar and Shane have an equal Milo over Karen. What's the equal Milo? Shekemu Adam Utchlasa. That's the see inside the Gemara. Kula Ma'atzal, Varmi Karen, Shem Deiklam Ifrach, Milo Kula Shekemu Adam Utchlasa. And we'll talk about in a second what that Milo is exactly. But the Milo would be is that the reason why, let's say Shane and Bar will be Chayiv, is because Mo'adam and Tchlasim, Asha'in Kain Karen. So if it said Bar and Karen, you learn everything from there. If it said Bar and Shane, you learn everything from there besides for Karen. Then if it said Bar and Regel, same thing, learn everything from there besides for Karen. Now what about if it said Bar and Eish? If it said Bar and Eish, it would be even easier to learn out. Because you can't learn out from Bar, because you say Bar has a Maila, Tchilasa Asiyasa Nezek, because it made the beginning from Nezek. Talking about Regel, Shane, and Adam, that don't have that. But then Eish Techiach. Now what is the Eish Milo over these? Eish is not Ruach Chaim. What's the Milo of Eish? So Rashi says the Milo of Eish is that Eish is Chayiv, Bein Royal Law, Bein Royal Law. And Masha Enkin, Shane is only for somebody that's royal law. So therefore, you have to do bar yichiach. But Rashi says that when it comes to, and bar yichiach, we see bar also is only chayiv on royal law because potter on Adam and potter on Caleb. But the other two things, let's say regal and Adam, you can learn out just from the Eish alone. Because no pircha, Eish has no maila over regal and Adam. Because the maila Rashi says that Eish is chayiv on even something that's not royal to it. It burns kalim, which is not really firewood. The Adam and regal also chayiv on something that's not royal to it. So therefore, you better learn out from Eish itself. Tosis takes issue with that because he says if something by Shane is not royal, it's not Shane, it's Karen. I and Tosis. But Akaponim, I don't want to confuse everyone too much, but the bottom line is, it's pretty simple, that if it says bar and one other one, you can learn everything out from there. And for example, if it said bar and Karen, you'd be good to go. Bar and Karen will cover everything. You learn everything out from there. You have Karen, you have bar, everything can learn out from there. So even bar and something else, you learn everything out besides for Karen. Why? Because Karen is a pircha, she came Adam et chilasam. So let's talk about what's the pircha of mu'adim et chilasam. What does it mean that, let's say, for example, you have bar and chain, you can't learn Karen from bar and chain. What's the milo? Bar and chain pay next on right way. Why is that a milo? What does it do? That's a milo in the mazik? Learn out Karen's being chayin next on also. What was that a milo? Explains Tosfos that the milo is like this, that we're going to the on paganis k'knasa. Paganis means that you don't expect a behemoth to gore with its horn, for example. You don't have to watch that. That's a crazy thing. It's a crazy thing. So therefore, that's why you're not chayiv. Don't bring a rye from bar and chain, which is normal. Those things are normal. Mashekin is not normal. That's why it's mu'adim t'chlos, it's not normal. So that's the pircha why we're going to learn out from this. Because mu'adim t'chlos means it's not a normal thing. Zog tomar l'man de'amah adar rabbi karen adifa shekavanos l'hazik afilu karen amiyasya. And but if you hold that karen's better shekavanos l'hazik, then afilu Karen nami asa. You'd be able to go on Karen also, you wouldn't have a pircha. Now what does that mean? Who's that mandi yama? So Rashi says, lo yisparah sheikha. Zog Tais, I know which mandi yama it is. It's the mandi yama holds, paganiskim amayinah. There's a mandi yama holds that really, Karen's also pretty normal. The only reason why I pay chatzin nazik is we feel bad for you. It's a paganiskim amayinah. So there, then Taka would be able to really learn that. There's no pircha anymore that Baruch Shein is more normal than Karen. So that's what means that man diyama, that's what Tosis learns. Fi Rashi, you have to say, means, like the Goyin says, the Gemara in the Avdal says, that Kavanos Lahazik is such a strong reason, even though it's not normal, but Kavanos Lahazik is a reason it should be Chayiv. So then you could learn out Karen from there, because the Kavachaymer, if Madoch Bar and Shem, which is not Kavanos Lahazik, is Chayiv, for sure Karen is Chayiv. So then even Karen Ami Asya. So the Shaila is, why does the Torah speak out all these different Mazikim? Eish, Adam, Shein, Regal, what do you need? It's learning out. Elamai help is a kasvin rachmano lichosayim for the halachas. Karen, why lechalik ben tamlum vedas? The reason why the Torah says Karen, even if you can learn that from Matzad, is tell you the difference between nezek shalom and chatzin nezek. Shem v'regel lepoitam shirabim. Shem v'regel teaches us that it only is chayim shenizek naram shirabim.
Why do you both?
What? Why do you both teach each one is the only part of shirabim? I guess each one you have to say it's part of shirabim. If only it's a chain, you would think regel chayim shirabim. Each one says part of shirabim, and bar, if there is a kalim, the pat the kalim, you're not chayiv. If a chamor falls in with its kalim, the kalim you're not chayiv for the kalim, for the damage of the kalim, of the utensils. Rabbi Yehuda is chayiv on his kalim. Who holds you chayiv on his kalim? So if a bar, lift the bar, it's Adam, pat the Adam. Adam, why does the Torah say Adam? You can learn it from here. Lechayiv bar dvarm. To be chayiv in, tzar ripa shavas abayshas. Eish, it says, lift the bar, it's atomun. Rabbi, the halacha is that if you burn down a goddish, a pile of wheat, of tefuah, and inside it is something precious, you're not chayiv, it's a special tefuah of tamun. Now, I just want to speak out, we went over it, that we said bar is spoken out, why? Either part, that's kelim, part, that's adam, bar had to be said for itself. We said, oh, bar can't be learned to anything else, because bar, why can't bar be learned to anything else? We didn't speak this out, but it's because bar is not darker, leilach lahazik, it doesn't go mi mazik. So bar had to be said. We said, if you put bar together with something else, so then you learn everything out. But bar has to be said because bar is something that does not go and be mazik. So what it says in the Gemara bar, it's just lav dafka. Both Tosis and Rashi speak it out. You can see Tosis is easy to find it. Tosis is bar. Agav orchinak, the bar le'osim mekula. What will be learned out? So you have to, that's why bar has to be said because it has to be said for the mazik alone. So he said, why is Eish said? Lift the bar is a tamen. Rabbi Yehuda is a chayiv in his ketamen. Eish, who holds a chayiv in his ketamen? So what do you say Eish for? La'asuya mai, la'asuya licha niroi v'sichzicha avanav. To teach us that if the Eish burns someone's freshly plowed field, so it's not really burning it, or sichcha avana means singes the stones, you would think that that's, if you just learned eish out of somewhere else, you say that's not called a mazik. It's not really burnt. It's just like singed. So kamash ulon, that eish is chayiv, we learn from the pasuk, oh yeah, I saw that, that even a sada is considered eish. And that's why it says all these mazikim, even the klerim atzad, it says all these different mazikim because they're all special dinim that are learned out from each one. This is the Patash Ram, this is the Chav Tamud, this is also Lichanira, Sichsucha Avonov.